Used to have a Jufro. He was born and raised out in the town of LA. That's where he went to UCLA, got his MBA. Produced his first film at age 24. That's when he really started to score. Vice President.
Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. It was so nice to have Sherilyn Harley Laban on in the previous segment. Just a reminder, anytime you want to listen or download any one of my shows at no cost, you can either go to iTunes and find it, or just go to the radio show tab at BruceAllen.com. I'm Bruce Allen, and this is the Bruce Allen Show, Dad's Point of View. You can also follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. You can email me at Bruce@BruceAllen.com. Pastor Drew Sams is not with us this week. He's got some pressing religious business, or church business, I should say, to take care of. He's at a conference. I am eager to know how baby Judah Andrew Sams is doing. I haven't talked to Pastor Drew live in about 7 weeks, so it will be very fun to catch up with him next week. I was talking with Sherilyn Laban. I'm getting mixed up on her name, but because I don't know how often that Harley is fit in with the Sherilyn, but she's Sherilyn to me, and she's amazing. It's so much fun to have somebody on that matches me in intensity and maybe exceeds it in passion. When she was talking about poverty in America and the problem we're having and how long the war on poverty is going on and the problems with our budget and our deficit and what will happen with immigration, all that stuff, I was reflecting, if you listen to that segment, a little bit on the extreme poverty that I saw in India and Africa compared to the very less extreme poverty we have here. That is not to say or minimize the problems in America. But when you go elsewhere in the world, you get a sense, I would call it a dose of reality, frankly, of what real poverty is like and what amazing things we have here that we take for granted, I think especially younger people. South Africa was one of the most interesting countries on the trip because South Africa has undergone a miracle in the last couple decades. They overthrew apartheid and adopted a brand new constitution only 19 years ago. That is not a very long time ago. And they have made extraordinary, extraordinary strides in the 20 years since that has happened. But there are still amazing problems. And ironically, one of the problems that is so big for South Africa relates to what we were talking in the previous segment about, which has to do with immigration. They have completely open borders. So they have illegal immigrants to the tune of millions that are streaming in from neighboring countries, most particularly Mozambique, which has got even more horrific problems than many of the other African countries. These people are streaming in without any border control, stealing jobs, stealing, period, committing crime, in a country that has about 30% unemployment, very high degree of crime as a result of all these people coming in that cannot find a job or do anything, and very, very big governmental structural problems. And the problem has happened where before, under apartheid, the white ruling class didn't really care too much as long as they were okay. We now have two ruling classes. About 10% of the country is well-to-do white, another 10% is well-to-do black, and then there's 80% of the rest, mostly black, like 99% of which, who are incredibly poor, and those comprise the unemployed, in many cases, the sick with HIV and other problems, or the chronically ill people that work and have problems that they are not getting taken care of, whether it's just simple dental care or other problems that we get taken care of and take for granted. This is what diminishes their quality of life. Now, what's happened is you have this 20% that are doing very well. I mean, you go to Cape Town, and it is a beautiful city beyond belief, as is Johannesburg. But when you just go briefly or very shortly outside of these cities, you just see the kind of poverty you see throughout Africa, which is a level of poverty you just are not accustomed to in America at all. But their biggest problem is their open borders. And for some reason, they don't seem to want to correct that. I'm not sure why. But it is causing huge problems. Now, we have some form of border control. So people get in America mostly through Mexico, of course. and a lot in my home state of California. But we also have the ability for these people to get work. They don't turn to crime, and we don't have the kind of health issues, Obamacare problems notwithstanding, that the rest of the world does. So all of this stuff struck me really hard, really made me grateful for the blessings in my life. And at times I looked at this part of the world that I visited, India and Africa, with a sense of I wouldn't even know where to begin. Now the irony is, because of our very special guest lecturer, Robert Schrierer, who was on the ship we were on, giving us a political context, I feel there is hope for India, considerable hope. I'm not so sure there's a lot of hope for Africa. I think South Africa has a lot of potential because there are oil reserves off the coast of South Africa that are likely to be found and discovered very soon. And that will bring an additional economic boon to the whole country, hopefully, and it will not be conscripted by just the few in power or the few rich, as it would be in a dictator or a dictatorship like so much of Africa is. Anyway, I could go on and on about Africa, but I have Dr. Weberman on the line, and I am eager to talk about some more micro issues. So stay tuned, and we will do Therapy Talk with Dr. Weberman.
Kid, round 2, 3 years later, it's time to leave showbiz. Gets a divorce, now he's single again. Time to start slaying with ladies, cause he's the man. Settles down a couple years later with a dope wife. Soon after, has a revelation, reinvents his life.